appreciate it. I'm going to start Mr. Wilfried Nancy. Tyler, if you want to start us off, that would be great. Tyler Fisher, go ahead.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Just your initial thoughts first when you look up and see the board say 14. You guys already played one of the longest halves in soccer against Charlotte. Just what are your thoughts on that?
The fourth referee was good. He explained me why. It was 14 minutes. And honestly, the explanation was almost good because they took a long time, the referee took a long time to take the decision, you know, for the VAR. Also, we had the red card. And so maybe 10 minutes or 9 minutes, but it was 14. But this is the situation.
At the end of the first half, you guys had expected goals of almost 3, but didn't score in the first half. Was that just the goalkeeper playing a great game, or was there something tactically on your end that you saw that you think could have gotten you guys those goals?
No, I think that we tactically we were really good. That's why we provoked the red card, and that's why we had the mini chances. After that, the execution was not good at this moment. So the goalkeeper, yes, he made save, but as after talking with my forwards, they knew that they could do better from this one because it should be at least one goal about all the action, the chances that we had.
Last one from me. After 9 trips in total for the club has only secured 2 points, 2 draws a couple years ago. Get the first win at Yankee Stadium in club history. Just how much momentum does that add to the win streak that you guys are already on heading into a big match Wednesday night against Miami?
Honestly, I didn't know about this statistic, so this is good. This is good. This is also difficult to win here. You know, they are good players. This is a good team. And I really like the first half because the players did a really good job tactically and also technically. Yes, we could have scored more goals, I would say, but the first half was really good. And after that, second half, we came out strong and we deserve to score this goal. And you know, the last 50 minutes, obviously, you can imagine that I was not happy with that because we conceded, especially the second goal, where it could have been better in terms of how to manage the falling behind. But we know that this is tough to win here. That's why I congratulate to my team because we try to write our own story. This is what we do.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Tyler. We'll go Brianna McKay and then Dylan Butler.
Hi, Coach. I first want to start, obviously, the New York's goalkeeper, Matt Freese. He had 9 saves. Can you talk about what you tell your team or what you saw out of your team going against a goalkeeper who, like you said, tactically you guys were getting those shots off but was not letting anything get past them, and how you kind of keep encouraging them with that type of goalkeeper?
No, I didn't talk about the goalkeeper. I talked about that we created many chances, and it's not easy to create a lot of chances against this team. So the idea first half was to tell them that I don't want them to think that we play against 10 men. The idea is offensively stay the same, try to be more aggressive and believe in your quality to score those goals. And defensively, knowing that we have a +1, try to be more aggressive. And this is what they did. But I haven't had any kind of discussion regarding the goalkeeper. He did his job, and I think that we could have been better, but good for him.
In the second half, obviously, you guys got off to a very fast start, starting with the Christian Ramirez goal. First, was that something you could tell right away should have been overturned? And then second thing, how important was it to get the momentum going early in the second half to kind of start building that comeback early?
I hope that it's going to stay like this, but we are pretty good, you know, to score goals between 45 minutes and 60 minutes. This is something that we've been good, and I like the fact that you know, we try to help them to find solution at halftime. and they're able also to adjust regarding what I ask them. So this is a good fact for me that they are able, they are really coachable. So after that momentum, it was another exercise now how to deal with 10 men really aggressive, and like I told you, this is not so easy to play against 10 men, because remember last year at home we played against them and we scored, you know, at, with 10 men because of the red card with Cucho. So sometimes, you know, the opposite team can find resources, and obviously we didn't manage the ball well the last 15 minutes, and we conceded a few chances, but I like the resiliency that they had, and to keep the score and to win this game.
And the last thing I want to ask is, can you talk about the impact of Mo Farsi he had on, obviously, he was oddly somehow involved with every goal tonight, whether it was him getting fouled or him scoring or whatever, or even technically offside. But can you just talk about his impact overall on the team, and then not just this match, but overall this season?
No, Mo has improved for sure. Now, as soon as the player improved, I like to give him more challenges. And so the idea for Mo was to be more consistent, you know, on the final term, because he brings a lot of energy to the team. And I remember that last year you were not here, but Mo made a mistake and we conceded the goal here. And that's why what I like to say to my team is, we don't play against the team. We play to learn and to get better. So you use the opposition to get better. And what I like is Mo had a really good game tonight, because he wanted also to show himself that he's a better player than last year when we had the same game here. So good for him. Now he knows that he has to work on certain things, but I'm happy for him that he did a good job.
I lied. One last question. Thoughts on the baseball celebration? I'm not sure if you saw Cucho after he scored had a little baseball celebration. Just your thoughts on that celebration.
They told me that, but I was thinking about the game already.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Brianna. Dylan, do you want to close this out?
Hey, Wilfred. Congratulations on the win. You mentioned that you like the resilience of your team. This is your first match, obviously, back from losing a tough final. Then you trail 1-0 in a match that, you know, you were the better team. But to show that resilience, to show that mentality, what does that maybe say about this team, and how impressed were you about that?
If I have the power to give them everything that I have in my life, I would give them, because this is amazing. I'm so proud of that, because this is difficult. You know, yes, we can manage tactic, yes, we can manage technique, but the mental aspect, you know, as you know, the brain is so difficult, so complex, and this is my team, this is our team, this is the club, this is the way we do things here, and now they embrace that. And I don't have to talk too much about it, because they are like this. And it's true that I haven't talked about it, but we lost the final. It was so difficult emotionally. We had a delayed game. We were here for many hours. And my team find a way to stay on the task, to fight, to score goals. Yes, we conceded, but to finish the game and to have a win like this. For me, they deserve that. So I'm really proud of that, for sure.